Now, a lovely song from a lovely singer. Trudy Lawlor tells us all about the cottage in the glen.
In my dreams I still go to a place that I know, and I long to see once again. It's a place dear to me, and it always will be. It's my old cottage home in the glen. Through the meadows I'd roam, just beside my old home, and visit the neighbors and friends. Then I'd make my way back along the old track to my old cottage home in the glen. I can still see the light from the window shine bright in the late of the evening back then, and a welcome was sure for the rich and in that old cottage home in the glen. I would give all I own just to see that old home and chat with the old folks. Now they are gone, only memories live on of that old cottage home in the glen. When my time here is done and my last days have come, I'll return to my birthplace, and then just lay me rest in the land I love best, in that old cottage home in the glen. I can still see the light from the window shine bright in the late of the evening back then, and a welcome was sure for the rich and the poor in that old cottage home in the glen. Just lay me to rest in the land I love best, near that old cottage home in the glen.
And now for some fine accordion playing from Sharon Shannon with the RTE Light Orchestra, playing a piece called Off the Hook.
Thank you.
the highly talented Sharon Shannon there, with no less than the RTE Light Orchestra, the whole Gansey load of them there, playing a piece called Off the Hook. I think there was more than one piece there, so maybe it was Off the Hooks. A big fan of Johnny McAvoy am I, and I'm going to not play you my favourite Johnny McAvoy track, which you all know, of course, is The Ballad of John Williams, but my second favourite Johnny McAvoy song, this one is entitled Long, Long Before Your Time. I think it's lovely, I think it's sad, I think it's tuneful, and I think Johnny sings it really well.
You ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer day, or why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. Well, sit yourself beside me, love, and put your hand in mine, and I'll tell you why someone I loved long, long before your time. I'm sitting here and thinking of those days so long ago, when I was just a child like you and a girl I used to know. Through fields of green we laughed and played and sang our merry rhymes. Oh, summer days were warmer then, long, long before your time. Through childhood years our love did bloom, till our hearts were just as one, and we promised each eternal love in the church below the town. We settled in this little house I was proud to call her mine. Oh, we were young and happy then, long, long before. One lovely year was all we had until sickness came, that stole the roses from her cheeks. My tears, they fell like rain. For 9 long months she carried you, but in the end she died. She chose to go so you might live long, long before your time. So you ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer day, or why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. It's just you seem a lot like her when your eyes look into mine, and you smile so much like she did long, long before your time. And you smile so much like she did long, long before your time.
You know, friends, I think that is one beautiful song, and doesn't Johnny sing it really well? Long, long before your time. Now we're going to have a bit of fun. A bit of fun from the bards, but I think it needs a little bit of explanation before you hear it. First of all, a bowron. You know what a bowron is? Of course you do. You don't! Well, a bowron is a type of Irish drum that's actually played with bones And it's originally, the best Bowerons apparently came from goat skin. But I think the goats objected. Anyway, not too many of them are made from goat skin today. I think they're made from various things other than goat skins. But that's the Bowron. And the bards here are telling us all about the goings on at Lanigan's ball. And Lanigan, apparently, he was a bit of a lad, and his father died and left him loads of money, and they all went up to Dublin to learn how to dance for Lanigan's ball. The bards introduced Julia on the Bowron. Friends, this is Julia on the Bowron. And then, to add more fun to it, Julia starts to do some Irish dancing. The whole thing goes crazy. Anyway, a bit of fun from the bards and Lanigan's ball.
Friends, right here on the Bowron, this is Julia.
In the town of the Five, when Jeremy Lanigan battered away till he had to pound his father, he died. Made him a man again, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground. Who didn't forget him when come to the wall. If you but listen, I'll make you rise, listen, and rouse eruptions at Lanigan's ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. I stepped out,
I stepped in again,
I stepped in,
I stepped out,
I stepped out,
and I stepped in again,
learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Easy, Julia, settle down. Myself to be sure, but free invitations for all the nice girls and boys I might ask. Just in a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round a cask. There was lashings and punch, wine for the ladies, potatoes and cakes, there was bacon and tea. There were the Norns, the Donalds, O'Grady's, courting the girls and dancing away. They were doing all kinds of nonsensical polkas all round the room in a whirly gig, till Julia and I soon banished their nonsense and tipped them a twist of a real Irish cheek. Girl, she got mad at me, danced, you think the ceilings would fall. For I spent 3 weeks at Brooks Academy learning the steps for Lanigan's ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. I stepped out,
I stepped in again,
I stepped in,
I stepped out again,
I stepped out,
and I stepped in again,
learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. The rhythm is good now, Julia. Boys were as merry, the girls all hearty, dancing together in couples and groups. Till an accident happened, young Terence McCarthy, he put his right leg through his Finnerty's hoops. The creature, she fainted and cried, Melia murder, called for her brothers and gathered them all. Charmity swore that he'd go no further, he'd have satisfaction at Lanigan's ball. In the midst of the row, Miss Kerrigan fainted, her cheeks at the same time as red as the rose. Some of the boys decreed she was painted, she took a small drop, too much I suppose. Her sweetheart Nick Marlin, so powerful and able, when he saw his fair had his strength with the wall. He tore the left leg from under the table and smashed all the dishes at Lanigan's ball. 6 long months they spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months they spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. I stepped out,
I stepped in again,
I stepped in,
I stepped out again,
I stepped out,
I stepped in again,
learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Hit that bar on. So vices, then there was ruptions. I took a lick from young Phelan McHugh, but soon I replied to his fine introduction and kicked him a terrible hullabaloo. On Casey the Piper, he nearly got strangled. They squeezed up his pipes, bellows, chanters and all. The girls and their ribbons, they all got entangled, and that put an end to Lanigan's ball.
6 long months they spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months they spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
I stepped out,
I stepped in again,
I stepped in,
I stepped out,
I stepped out,
and I stepped in again,
learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
Julia, Julia, step out there, woman, and show 'em how it's done.
Thank you. step, skirt.
Now, didn't I tell you that was a bit of fun? The Bards there with Julia on the Bowron and also doing the dancing and Lanigan's Ball. If I say Innisfree, you think you're going to get the song from The Quiet Man, The Isle of Innisfree, but you're not. This is a song by the Benn Sisters that I think we played a couple of weeks ago. It seems this young lady met this young man and he said, I'll meet you in Ireland. And I'll meet you at the inn in Innisfree. Now, there's this poor young lady going around searching from the top of Ireland up in Donegal down to the bottom in Cork and Kerry to try and find Innisfree so that she can meet this young man. Enough prattle, Joe. Here's the Benn Sisters and the inn at Innisfree.
As I took a trip across old Ireland, traveling from Killarney to Dublin by rail, it was a 2-day trip without fail. It was love at first sight, and soon we'd made plans to meet in a year's time. I'd give him my hand. Yes, he promised to meet me at an inn by the sea. 'Twas this place called Innisfree. Where is the inn at Innisfree? The love of my life, he waits there for me. If I could find my way, we would marry this day, and my father will give me away. Will give me away. Well, I searched high and low through the moors and the downs. I searched through the villages, cities and towns, and I've yet to find this inn by the sea and this place called Innisfree. Where he waits there for me. If I could find my way, we would marry this day, and my father will give me away. Oh, my father will give me away. Still, He waits there for me. If I could find my way, we would marry this day, and my father will give me away. Where is the inn at Innisfree, the love of my life? He waits there for me. If I could find my way, we would marry this day, and my father will give me away.
For many years, I've been a big fan of the singer Patricia Cahill. Patricia, she doesn't live in Ireland anymore. She lives in Spain now. But I've played a couple of her tracks over the last couple of months. And I've been lucky to be able to get my hands and ears on an album of Patricia. And I want to play for you now a track from that album. And on today's program, we'll have one or two, or even three, tracks of what I call Irish-American songs. Now, once again, as with country and Irish, I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I just think they're lovely songs. And I think the treatment of this song by Patricia Cahill is simply gorgeous. Now, I won't use that word again for the remainder of the programme. Here's Patricia and How Can You Buy Killarney? Hasn't she got a lovely voice there? That was Patricia Cahill and How Can You Buy Killarney? In the, when was it? About 1950s and 60s, there was a singer in the US. Well, he was very popular all over the world. His name was Jerry Vale. Now, I have a little bit of his material kicking around in my collection. This is a song sung for us here by Jerry Vale, a song you all know so well because it needs no introduction. So I won't introduce it. Jerry Vale.
take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been, since first you were my bonnie bride. The roses all have left your cheek. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart will know fresh and green, I'll take you to your home again.
Do you know what I liked about that particular track? It was the lovely violin solo. I wish it had gone on a little longer. But there, Jerry Vale, and come on, make allowances, it was recorded way back in the day, and his version of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. And we're still sort of in that era around the 1950s. No, it was the 60s, early 60s. A young lady here in Ireland was making a bit of a name for herself as a country singer. Her name, Maisie McDaniels. Now, Maisie was, in my book, one of the original country and Irish singers. And she was from Sligo. And here she's singing a song. She didn't sing an awful lot of Irish material. She sang a lot of country stuff. But here she's singing a song entitled At the Top of Tully Hill. She sings all about her home district of Sligo. Maisie McDaniels.
Last night I had a glorious dream of a place I love so well, a place where I survived with ease the lovely Lisadell. And as I turned my eyes aright, my heart with joy did fill to gaze upon Ben Bulbin's head from the top of Tully Hill. And gazing further still afield to a spot beloved by all, I saw the sheep a-grazing on the side of Lough Nagar. The sun shone brightly o'er Drumcliff, where our famous port lies still. And I said, God rest your soul, dear Yeats, from the top of Tully Hill. And further still I cast my eyes on lovely Cairns Hill, where first I lingered as a child and gazed upon Loch Ill. The whistles of departing trains from Sligo seemed quite shrill. They awoke me from my dreaming at the top of Tully Hill. They awoke me from my dreaming at the top of Tully Hill.
I know country and Irish isn't everybody's cup of tea, but a lot of people do like it. Here, for instance, Sean Cuddy. He's singing a song. Hey, we haven't heard Sean Cuddy before, have we? Oh, yes, I think we may have on one of the earlier programmes. Here's Sean back home in Ireland.
While sitting in my bedsit room in London, some thoughts of my mother came to view. Was what she said the morning I was leaving to travel far across the deep blue sea. She said, come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. Come back, Paddy, soon again to me. For I know that far off fields they do look greener, and old Ireland's the place I want to be. It's 20 years ago now since that morning. I only wish my mother I could see, but she is gone and I'm still here in London. And old Ireland again I'll never see. She said, come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. Come back, Paddy, soon again to me. For I know that far off fields they do look greener, and old Ireland's the place I want to be. And now I'm back home in dear old Ireland. So sad, my dear old mother's passed away, but I was young and far off fields they did look greener, and old Ireland again I'll never stray. She said, come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. To me, for I know. I want to be. For I know that far off fields they do look greener, and old Ireland's the place I want to be.